This episode of Star Wars in Character is brought to you by the Artmore Project Fundraiser. So far, the Artmore Project has brought together 60 artists to create one-of-a-kind works of art from blank sets of Mandalorian armor. These artworks will be auctioned off as part of the 2013 Star Wars in Character Star Wars Toy Drive, benefiting the Philadelphia area Toys for Tots. Now, when you donate as little as $5 to the Artmore Project, you'll receive a special thank you gift, an exclusive episode of the Star Wars in Character podcast featuring the bounty hunter Dengar. This special episode is available only through Artmore Project donations. For more information on this project and fundraiser, and to find out how to access more exclusive episodes, visit our website at swic.neozaz.com/donate. The Star Wars in Character podcast looks forward to creating a new milestone with our 2013 toy drive, and thanks everyone for your support in this exciting new project.
How do snakes have sex?
Let me think.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Oppo Francis.
Awesome.
Minus two isses at the end.
Isses.
Dave, do you know who this is?
I don't know. This is like your only job is saying the name at the beginning, and you do it wrong. Is what's his name? Tim
Oppo Francis.
He says, see? He said the same
or
thing.
Otherwise known as Beardy the Snake.
Beardy the Snake. I like that.
He says Oppo.
I say Oppo. Tomato, tomato.
Really?
Opapo.
Every episode, he says tomato, tomato, and I fucking sing every episode.
You say Oppo.
I say Oppo. Oppo. Oppo.
Let's start the damn show.
Well, Oppo Rancisus only appears in episode 1 and 2.
Only
in 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Two of them. Remember the scene where he sits there?
Love that scene.
That's a great scene. All right, my name is Thespius Chris.
Not Oppo Rancrisis?
No.
Yeah, that would have been good. Your name is...
It's the character in the names.
Why? This is another thing I don't understand. Why do you have criteria and you draw the line at certain... Like, there are certain things that are like... I won't cross that. You would run naked through a Toys R Us if someone gave you $5 to do it. But you're like, I won't use my name because it's in the... I don't use the names of the characters. I draw the line
it's
there.
It's in the rule book. Shout not use my name.
We have quite a few people that have voluntarily done some tracking for us. There's Sarah is kind of our historical tracker. She told us when we stopped using the three facts and Chris started using the names. Jason has been keeping track of the names. And I think Jamie did a fuck count once. If anyone out there wants to try to go back and keep track of the rules that Chris has made up over time of his names, I'd like to see that list.
Every show is a new rule book.
It would change. Yeah.
This is the rule book for episode 105.
I don't understand why there's rules. You, more than anyone I know, lead a wild and lawless life.
That is not true.
But in this one instance, names for a podcast, you are so castigated by rules.
That's what I mean. Look at that word for me.
Like, I mean, your balls got torn off.
Yeah, castigated. No balls on that boy. Stick a Ken doll down.
You are an enigma.
Am I
wrapped in an Oppo Rancis kisses?
All right, what are the other names?
My next name is Oppo Matsisis.
Oppo Timsisis and Oppo Davesisis.
All right, Ray, this one's stupid. Sorry, Matt. Today I am joined by All Planets Market Matt.
Oh, boy.
What's that? It's a little fruit stand, vegetable stand that supplies that. Vegetables and fruits.
It's just a competitor of Jira's?
It just might be.
No.
Stop's coming, Annie. You fuck.
To my right, Fiend Fighter Dave.
What?
He's a Jedi.
Fiend who?
Fiend Fighter or Fida. How do you say it? Tomato.
Just get.
And Little It Two C's Tim.
What two C?
Jedi.
So what? It's a bat toot. That's the Batman dance. The bat toot.
It's a Jedi. Two tit Timmy tits.
Two tit Timmy tips and a chocolate little dip. Mmm. Tasty.
Well, I'm not saying.
Tasty Tim. Give us a fact about Rancisis.
You know, someone needs to go onto the Apple Rancisis Wikipedia page and rewrite this entire goddamn thing, because it is so discombobulated and crazy. It was so difficult to read. I hated it. So I know like Tim Veekhoven, he can rewrite this for us, please. He writes this stuff anyway.
Is this just, I mean, like, what is the source for his story? Are they like background novels, or is this just stuff
I have that
made up because I saw him in the background?
I think a lot of it is just made up. Like, I think some of it is from, you know, things in the Star Wars. Actually, a lot of it is things on the Insider and things that were written for, like, the Star Wars databank on the old StarWars.com. So there's a lot of, like, things. There's, like, a lot of detail, and then there's no detail. For instance, Apple Rancisis' mother is called Apple Rancisis' mother. sister is called Apple Rancisis' sister.
No, it's called Rancisis. Sis.
Rancister.
Rancister.
Oh, it's like Leif Erikson. Son of...
Ow.
No? I don't know. Isn't he Eric's son? Isn't Leif Eric's son? Isn't that how that works?
I like the there was the 3 seconds of silence because we're all like... The hamsters in our heads were trying to figure it out. What?
Not Leif Garrett. What?
I love that guy.
Maybe the what you just said is the answer to my question then, like, and the answer to your question why it's so messed up, because if it wasn't a novel, it would be more laid out, but because it's a little bit here, a little bit here, a magazine there, a database there, it gets screwed over.
Yeah, there's certain things that are really, really detailed, which I think showed up in comics or novels, and then there's things that are very glossed over. But I will trudge through it for our loyal fans. Yes. Well, Apo Rancisis, he is a male Thespiasian.
Chris.
There's that rule. And the way that you can recognize them, they are easily recognized by their abundant beards.
They are hairy.
They are, yes. They are like just one gigantic pubis.
So the beards are like, I don't even want to say it's not something they have to grow out. It's part of their body chemistry. It just appears through maturity.
Yeah, they are just naturally the dog face boy.
That's a major fucking flavor saver. Tell you that.
That's a whole buffet saver.
When soup comes along, they just dip their whole head in and just say, "I got lunch for the next week."
It does look like the dog face boy. Now that you brought that up, it looks like one of those things.
He looks like someone that should be in a Mexican sideshow. That's where the dog faced boy is.
France meets Mexico.
He is from the planet of Thespius.
Chris. Stupider and stupider, but we laugh more and more.
And he was actually born into royalty. His mother was the leader of the planet of Thespius Chris. His mother's name is Apple Rancisis' mother. She was what is known as the Blood Monarch. And she actually gave Apo up to the Jedi as a child. So he's the rightful heir to the throne, and she gives him over to the Jedi as a 6-year-old, basically.
And now, he was displaying force sensitive powers when he was little.
I was gonna ask an either or that half, or is it to keep the throne herself? Was she a little devious?
Well, I mean that comes into play. Her idea was she was going to send him off to become a Jedi, and then when his opportunity came to take over the throne, he would use his Jedi wisdom to lead the people and prosper the Jedi way, I guess.
So it was like sending him away to boarding school.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Wow. did she have the whole face beard thing too?
I mean, I could not find a single picture of a female.
She was probably waxed.
I was gonna say she's not a full beard. She's a landing strip.
Yeah, she was Brazilian.
But no, there are no. I could not find a picture of a female Thespius.
How many possible results can come up when you type in Opa Rancis's mother?
I'm looking at.
Are you looking for Brazilian wax or Opa Rancis's mother?
Shaved.
But she sends him off to the Jedi, and her plan, although she doesn't tell him as a 6-year-old, like, you're gonna come back and lead this planet and you're gonna lead them the Jedi way. She just sends him off. Now he's remarkably old. He is, when we see him in episode 1, he is almost 200 years old.
Not as old as Danik Jericho.
I said that was remarkable until last week's episode.
How old was Danik Jericho? I forget.
He's like a 1,000,000,000
years old.
Man.
Oh my God. Tim, I'm looking at some pictures now. Are you going to tell me the body shape yet?
He's snaky.
Yeah.
That's why I call him like one gigantic pubis. Starts at the fur and goes to the tip.
He's a bearded sperm.
So he's pretty old. So when we did when I tried to figure out who his master was, it turned out his master, he was a Padawan of Yaddle.
Chris.
Yeah,
I love Yaddle.
Oh, I thought that was a name thing. Yaddle Chris is what you guys were saying. I got lost there.
It's against the rules.
I got wrapped up in the names.
Page 210. It's right there.
Yeah, you need to bring back the Yaddle soundboard. We haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
But he was naturally adept in the Force as a military tactician, and I never really understood that. If they say it straight out in episode 1 that the Jedi are peacekeepers, not soldiers, why would he need to be a military tactician, especially 200 years before the Battle of Naboo and the Clone Wars? It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, they always talk about how they're not soldiers and they're not this and they're not that. They're peacekeepers.
Yeah, like Kung Fu is a peacekeeper, but he knows how to fight, but he's not a military tactician.
Right.
He can kick your ass, but he's not going to command an army. Yeah, so there's a lot of things that in his story that bother me. He was all, and actually during the time of his Padawan, they would sort of trade, Yaddle would trade him off with Yoda. So he would go and work with Yoda sometimes, but he didn't get along with Yoda very much. He was kind of like a rebel as a youngling, and he basically disobeyed Yoda at every turn. Like he would obey Yaddle, you know, to the letter. Like Yaddle would be like, "Hey, do this," and he'll go, "Okay, I'll do it," and I'll do it twice. With Yoda.
What is he
telling her to eat?
Well, you know.
I was hoping Chris would paint a picture with words.
Flavor saver.
Oh. So basically, he basically was telling Yoda to fuck off. Yoda would tell him, you know, use your force, Oppo, and he'd be like, piss off, greenie.
Is disjointed, because that you never hear of that. Like, even Anakin at his worst was still obeying what people were telling him. Why does this guy get away with this from Yoda, no less? Like, why is he allowed to do that? This story is very disjointed.
Yeah, right? I'm not a fan of certain aspects of it. When he was actually 20 years old, so this is 180 years before we see him, his mother dies.
Oh.
And so he has the opportunity to take over the throne. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to keep going with these Jedi guys and hang out with this Yoda and just fuck with them for the next 200 years. So his younger sister takes over the throne, but she is, very shortly after taking over the throne, assassinated.
What's her name?
Opa Rancis' sister.
Oh, yes.
Opa Rancis' sister. She was assassinated. So at this point, and again, this is where it's murky. The bloodline ends. His mother had him and his sister. So So who takes over? That's what I don't know. Who becomes the Blood Monarch?
There's no answer.
There's no real answer. At least not in the Wikipedia entry. I'm sure we have listeners that are probably shaking their fist at their iPod right now saying it's blah, blah, blah. But please add that to his bio on Wikipedia, because there's no names.
So he kind of screwed over his homeworld and all these plans just by staying where he was.
Yeah, his mom had designs. She had planned out his future, and he just farted all over it. I'm not
gonna do that. I don't like her.
Who?
The mother.
Well, she's dead. She died.
I don't like her. I don't like him. I don't like Snake.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't dislike his mom. I'm sure he loves his mom just fine. But he just doesn't want to lead. I think he kind of likes the. He's got a thing for Yaddle, I think. And he wants to stick around. He thinks he can lay that pipe because he's got a huge pipe. And he's all pipe.
When you see him, he's just, is he like coiled on the seat? Is that what's going on?
Coils around the side. Yeah. I don't know. I just saw the toy right next to mine.
When I first saw him, and we're jumping forward to episode one. When I first saw him, I literally thought he was just a torso sitting on a green pillow.
Yeah, me too, kind of.
I had no idea that he was snaky.
I saw the picture. Chris showed me the picture before you started talking, and I had no idea that he was a snake until you said that. He just looks like, you can see something kind of sticking out under the beard, but I thought maybe he just had like little stumpy feet or something like
that. Right.
Who made a snake? Like the comics and stuff? Like he showed me a drawing of him like in action with, you know, he was clearly a snake.
Kicking ass in snake style.
Yeah.
Yeah. In episode two, I believe they animated a little bit of wiggle action down there.
Wiggle, wiggle.
So, but yeah, in episode one, to me, he just looks like a torso sitting on a pillow. I didn't know he was snaky.
Does he shed his skin? Like, does he shed all that snake shit everywhere? Snake skin, like, in the Jedi's palace?
Oh, he might. I'm not really sure.
Look it up.
Look it up. And then, but yeah, he was snaky. Over the years, he was elevated with Jedi, obviously. And then he was actually, as we see in episode one, he gets a seat on the Jedi Council. So he is a long-standing Jedi Council member when we see him in episode one. But I'm gonna reel it back several decades. There's one story that popped up. There's a lot of shit in his background that is just boring. A lot of like trade disputes and going to planets and saying, you know, you guys got to keep your act together. But there was one I thought was kind of an interesting story. Right? He had a situation with two Padawan learners named Nod and Dooku. These were young Padawans, and he found that he went into a room and the two of them were sitting there doing, I don't know what they were doing before he got there, but when he was in there, he found that there was a stolen Sith holocron in the chambers.
Mm. What?
Yeah, and both said, "No, I didn't steal it." So both of them claimed that they didn't steal it. So there was, and the two of them, I guess, were at odds. There was a lot of tension between these two guys.
Who was the other one? Non?
Nod. Nod.
Superman 2?
Yeah, it was like non Superman 2. Nod?
Nod. Like, it would be great. It would be great if it's not. Just squeaks. Nod. N-O-D.
Okay.
Rancis goes to the Jedi Council and says, hey, these two Padawans I found with the Sith holocron, what are you guys going to do about it? We got to do something. And the council was like, they were like, we got other stuff. We're not going to worry about that.
I mean, Mace Windu didn't say a Sith holocron.
this is going back probably 50, 60 years before episode one. So Mace Windu was probably, you know, his voice was probably cracking.
Do you know what this episode needs, Matt?
What? Fartboard?
You said it. Farts.
So this guy found out that Dooku was already up to shenanigans when he was little, and he tells on them, which is lame in its own right, and they don't do anything about it.
They're not doing anything about it. It takes a little while, and these two kids are at odds until they finally do something, and then they set up a competition, like a Hunger Games. for these two guys, and they're supposed to fight. It's like, you know, the game Kung Fu, like with the red and the white guy, they all fight.
Street Fighter.
That's what. And Dooku kicks the shit out of Nod, so Nod loses.
That's great.
And because he lost, I may be misreading this, and I'm sure again, there's probably someone out there telling me that I'm just making all this stuff up. And because Nod lost, he gets punished for stealing the Sith holocron,
and it goes to the Phantom Zone, I think.
But Dooku was sanctioned apparently for being his over aggressiveness. So Nod eventually leaves the Jedi.
I think that's what our listeners are doing, nodding off.
Yeah. I know. It's Nod leaves the Jedi, and then Dooku becomes a very powerful Jedi Master. This story kind of bothers me because it sort of makes Dooku out to be a bad guy from the get-go. And I never really thought that. I always thought of Dooku as not being a through-and-through Sith. I always thought of him as not being a fan of the Jedi and joining up with the Sith is a way to destroy them from the inside. You know, it was a means to an end.
It was funny. It's knowing that Matt's there, but he's not saying anything. Playing the fart.
That's the way they make it seem when Obi-Wan is in that floating little prison and they're having that conversation. Like, Obi-Wan is shocked that it's Dooku. So people wouldn't have had, like, all along, like, oh, that Dooku, he's a bad seed. We know he's up to no good and probably will turn bad one day. It's a shocker to them that it's him after all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. This story is complete horseshit.
Yep. Horseshit. Yeah. Like, Dooku, I never really think of Dooku as being evil or a true Sith. I think that He's not a fan of the Jedi. He's not a fan of the way the Republic works. He wants a war to weaken the Jedi and to weaken the Republic, but he's doing it with the best intentions, I guess.
He's the Star Wars Tea Party.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he thinks of himself as evil. I think he's just, it's a means to an end, and then he'll eventually destroy Palpatine and restore order to the universe the way he wants it to be.
He's an opportunist.
Yeah. So, yeah, that whole story, just as in to quote Dave, horseshit.
That's the bad thing about some of these backstories in general, whether it's the prequel ones or the original trilogy ones, when sometimes they pad the story of somebody that we like or somebody that we know well. It's like they add another layer of coolness. But then there's stuff like this. Not that I give a shit about Dooku that much at all, but there's something like this that takes a layer away from him.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when these things, where if they're well written, can do some good. And if they're like this, they actually are damaging, I think, to the Star Wars universe. And that's the way this one seems.
It makes everything so one dimensional. Where I think Dooku is a really interesting character, the character we didn't really get to see a whole lot of in the films and to his effect, but you know.
Yeah, he's complex, and this is and it's good to have complex characters in your story, and this story is making him less complex. Oh, he was always a little pain in the ass.
He's a little fucktard, that guy.
Tim, if you don't make this more interesting, I'm going to start singing. Fair warning.
Okay, we're actually getting up closer to the end.
Tim, I got a question here.
Yes.
That has to do with this episode at all.
There's a shocker.
Okay.
Do you guys know how snakes fuck? How do they make?
They have eggs, so I think the male snake just goes and just rubs all over the eggs.
Have you seen snake's penis or no?
Well, no, but I just think they don't just. Isn't a snake just all penis and just wraps around the egg and is like, and then moves on to the next egg, and then moves on to the next egg.
We're not talking about your penis, all right? talking about a snake. I was just wondering, like, I've never seen snakes.
Yeah, you snake, do it. They intertwine. They.
And then what happens?
They mate. What do you mean?
Did they come
out? Do you need me to explain to you where babies come from?
Can you?
Baby snakes.
I have two. Where do they come from? Tell me.
Pants. Get started.
Okay. I had no idea they were coming into my life.
It's been 13 and 9 years now.
I've never touched my wife, and all of a sudden she told me she was having a baby.
I'm just wondering. I'm going to Google that. I'm going to Google how snakes.
Snakes are. Yeah. We'll bring that up. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode because I'm kind of curious myself. I just assume they just.
I think we just got another new hit series on here. It's called Chris Google Stuff.
Chris Google's animal sex.
Google's how I know how animals do it, but snakes, they're just different.
Snakes are different. How do tarantulas have sex?
Well, they might have those spider penises.
Beady, beady, beady.
Out comes webs.
Why is their spider penis tweaky?
His head does kind of look like the head of a dick.
That's what I nickname all spider peni. There's his little tweaky. Beady, beady, beady.
I should ask Siri. How do snakes have sex?
Go ahead.
Bring it up. Bring up Siri.
To the mic. And let's, thing, if I do that, let's get Siri as a guest panelist.
Hello, Siri.
Hi.
Oh, jeez.
Ready? How do snakes have sex?
Let me think. Here's what I found on the web.
I'm looking at that one up right now.
All right. Go on, Tim.
Okay. Thank you, Siri. A moment from Siri. We come up here with the Phantom Menace. This is where we actually see him in the movie, and he's sitting in the council, and he's, you know, we see him listening to Qui-Gon tell his Sith Lord story and tout that he's from the Chosen One. And Oppo, he wasn't buying into it, and he voted against Anakin joining the Jedi. He was like, we don't want that guy. So he was a naysayer for
Tim, him. Stop reading what you're reading.
All right.
Can you read this for me, Dave?
You want me to read it?
What do you see the words?
Why do I have to read it?
Read the best answer.
Why am I reading this?
Because you can read that. See? You have a good voice.
In Snakes and Lizards, should I do it in my Morgan Freeman voice? This is like March of the Penguins. And snakes and lizards. Males have a pair of intermittent...
Who is Bill Cosby?
called hammer penises. Prostitutable sack-like their reticuli at the edges of the cloaca. During copulation, the retractor muscles of the hemipenes relax, turning the sacs inside out and allowing the flow of semen along a groove into the female's cloaca. One hemipenis is inserted in the female's cloaca during copulation. In short, male snakes have two organs for procreation, whereas
mammals
have only one.
If one fails, they have a backup.
That's the bottom line. Snakes have two dongs.
I need pictures now.
Oh, God. Snake dongs.
I wonder what they named them.
All right. Continue.
All right.
Tweedledding and Tweedledong.
So Oppo, he shoots
still talking
he
shoots about this guy? Anakin.
We're still talking.
God damn.
Oppo, he shoots down Anakin. He doesn't believe Qui-Gon. He's basically a dick at this point. To the only person
is
that's trying to save the universe, Qui-Gon. He's a real jerk. But at least he has enough sense to go and watch Qui-Gon's dead body burn in its pyre on Naboo.
Burn, baby, burn.
Oh, he's at that funeral?
Qui-Gon Inferno! Yeah, he's there.
And you just see him from
just
the
torso. Sitting there, his little torso. And then he shows up in Attack of the Clones. He's there on the council. It's they just basically rehashed footage from episode one and animated a little Snakey there. He's not there on Geonosis. I don't know what he's doing. He got locked in a bathroom and couldn't get out or something like that. Couldn't do that. But during the Clone Wars, he was a general. He was a military tactician. But he didn't really show up much in the Clone Wars animated series. So I don't really know everything that he was doing at that point. There's not a whole lot of detail. But he was a general. He had troops. And there was a point that he was trying to get his planet to come and support the Republic during this thing. So he goes back to his planet. He is technically the blood monarch, but he goes to the existing blood monarch, who is not named, and asks for the help. And the blood monarch basically says, "I will help you only if you can defeat me in hand-to-hand combat."
What hands? He's a snake.
Well, he's got hands. He's got hands. And the other guy's got hands. But here's the thing. This guy has been a Jedi for 200 years, and this guy has been a cushy king. Who do you think is going to win?
Oppo Oppo.
Oppo mopped the floor with this guy's fucking face.
Mopo.
Oppo Moppo'd.
Tomato Tomapo.
Yeah. He beat the shit out of the guy. And so the thesis planet becomes part of the Republic. Yep.
The best way to defeat these people is just play a flute and lead them out of town.
Ooh, the serpents. Now, we're coming here to his end. He does die. He dies prior to episode 3. He went to a planet, and he was trying to fight this guy, this assassin called Wrath Kelko. Who, I don't know why this keeps coming up. Wrath Kelko had designs on eating Oppo Rancis's force soup.
Wow. Force soup. I heard a different word at first.
Did I? Force skin.
This also goes in with the Quinlan Vos story is intertwined in this too. I think Quinlan Vos, we talked about force soup.
That guy would just fucking go away.
And he's also fighting this guy named Sarah Bulk. So, Rancis made short work of this Wrath Kelko. But as he was like almost doing his victory dance, this Sarah Bulk guy comes out and stabs him in the back and kills him. Cheap shot. And then he dies. That's pretty much his end. He's dead. And there's very little postscript on him other than Obi-Wan is the guy who took his chair on the council.
Give me that chair.
Yeah. You just see Obi-Wan pushing into space. I'm sitting here.
Little knit skin. He walks in the middle of a nice quiet meditation. You just hear a chair going.
That is, yeah, moving in. Hello, hello, hello.
Then he sits down and falls down and the chair's gone. Hey!
No! So,
that's pretty much his story. I was
like Mr. T meets the Wilhelm scream.
Dave, you know how you do that new Photoshop thing?
Yeah.
When this episode, you know, is up, mm-hmm. Can you do the one from Anaconda of a slimy John Voight with a snake next to him?
Baby birds, go back to your mothers.
Chris, I remember seeing that with you and Kel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that movie I thought was the greatest movie ever made. And that movie, for months afterwards, I was like, oh, Baby Bird.
That was Sharknado of our time.
Yeah. You know?
I had the biggest crush on J-Lo after that movie before she was J-Lo. And then she became J-Lo and got annoying.
Yeah, that's right. You know who else was in that?
Eric Stoltz.
Kari Wuerr was in that movie, too. Kari Wuerr.
Go back to your mother.
She was the Baby Bird.
Baby Bird.
Gary Wuerr was.
And then he winks.
yeah. When he gets eaten by the snake, yeah.
Yeah.
Wink.
Baby Bird. Wink.
Please.
John Voight.
All right, I'll do that. But the thing that the most interesting thing about this guy is his look. What? Because I didn't look at this at all, but they had to have been trying for like a wizard thing here because of the beard and everything. This guy looks like Dumbledore on crack. Like he's got the high Kenny Rogers white coiffed hair.
Oh, Kenny Rogers singing anybody?
Kenny Rogers in six pack?
Yeah. And the long beard. Were they going for like a wizard kind of thing with this?
Well, he was created by a storyboard artist and concept artist, Benton Jew, for episode 1. And he was, they based his look on like the old like Chinese wise men and the things you would see in kung fu movies. You know, when you see those guys that would fight and then they'd play with their mustache.
Yeah, like the guy in Kill Bill.
Yeah, kind of. Like they were going for that look, like a wise Chinaman.
He looks, right. He does, Dave's right there. He looks more like a goofy wizard. Like, if you put a pointed hat on him, he would look no different.
Yeah, he's like Gandalf. If you gave him a pipe, he'd be Gandalf.
Yeah.
It's a weird look because there's nobody else like him.
No. Yeah. And it seemed like episode one, they were purposely going for like crazy looks for aliens. It's sort of, they pulled it back a lot in episode two and three, but in episode one, it was like, unlike Chris, they threw the rule book out the window and it created their characters.
And look what happened.
Right.
See what happens when you don't play with a rule book?
Yeah.
You get Ophiorensis.
It's his mother's and his sister's. Jerome Blake is the guy that sat in the costume.
Yeah, that's the guy. You brought him up before.
Yeah. The guy's great, but he's, I mean, I think he's a super nice guy. Why do they even make this a costume? Why couldn't they just make it a model?
Yeah.
There's no reason to put a person in that.
It could have been a puppet. I mean, it could have been another chance for them to use a puppet, which I still prefer in most cases.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing against Jerome Blake. I mean, he cashed his check and, you know, good on him. But, yeah.
He was Masamita, right?
He was Masamita. He was like 10 different characters in episode one and two.
Evan Peel. Oh, maybe not.
Was he Evan Peel? No. That would be great if it's Evan Peel. This guy's like 6'7" and he squeezes in an Evan Peel costume. It's very tight.
He's like Mel Brooks as that Yoda character. It's yogurt.
Yeah, it's yogurt. But yeah, Jerome Blake played him in the film, and they reused footage in episode two with a little CGI. And he does appear in the Genndy Clone Wars series, not the Filoni one, but he was, and in that series, he was voiced by Fred Tatasciore, who is a really prolific voice actor. He's done a crap ton of voice roles. The stuff that you would probably hear most recently is he's the Hulk in pretty much all the recent Marvel cartoons and stuff.
Oh, that cartoon's so bad.
It is bad. The Agents of Smash or Smursh or something.
Smursh. Luke and I watch Smursh every weekend. It's pure shit.
Shit. Seth
Green is the Blue Hulk. Elijah Dushku is the She-Hulk. It's got awful.
And what voice
do you watch it every week, don't you?
Yeah. Luke, it's on my DVR.
I remember watching when I came up to visit last month. I remember watching the first episode with you, and the two of us were like, "This is horseshit."
And Luke always likes to like fight against me with shit that I hate. He loves, and it's weird. It's like, this is awful. No, this is great. Let's watch it. Ugh.
You think he's doing that on purpose, or
you're like, Luke, this is horrible. He's like, no, it's not.
I think just because I say it's horrible, he thinks it's good. He likes it.
Oh, jeez, like, is he starting to rebel already at 9?
Yeah.
I think the bottom line is your son hates you.
Yeah, fucker. Does not like his son. Or does. Son does not like his dad. So, but yeah, Fred Tatasciore, he's the voice of the Hulk. He does, he was the voice of Captain Tarples on the Filoni
series.
And he does a lot of Star Trek voices on Robot Chicken, apparently.
Another oh good.
Yeah.
Oh my.
This was a long and uninteresting and convoluted story about Ophiorensis.
So it's like 30 minutes, and the bottom line is it's a snake with a beard.
Yep.
Snake with a beard, and
he's got a mother and a sister.
Yeah, he's a mother, a sister. He caught Dooku and some kid playing around with a Sith holocron, and he's got two dongs.
Snake and a beard. Might be of your cock.
And he wanted to put one of them in Yaddle.
I think he wanted to give it to Yaddle. And he wanted Yoda to hold the camera.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, actually.
Is it Bob Crane?
I know nothing. And that's all I got.
Oh, that's it? Oh. I wanted more.
More, please, more.
More soup.
I had to listen to this again to edit it. That's the worst part of this episode.
Does your website have any photos of snakes with two dicks or
no? Because I had no idea they had two dicks until this episode. So I might have to, if we ever go back on a two in the episode, maybe I'll find one. But no, this one is on the killermovies.com forums, and someone poses a question: who would win in a fight between Opus Rancis and Nariel Puff? And I can't think of any other question in the world I would not care about the answer to more than this.
You know, it's funny you bring up Uriel Poof, Because when I said Aporansis for the next character, in my head I thought I was doing Yariel.
Did you pose this question, Tim? Are you the one that posted this?
No.
Okay. Some people answered, others I didn't even read them, because like I said, I can't believe someone's actually asking this question. And since it exists, that's pretty much the only criteria I needed for this character.
Yeah. But at least he's in two movies, and Yariel Poof, I think, is only in one.
The only thing good about this episode is we learn how snakes fuck.
Snake fucking.
Tim, can I hear your impression of two snakes fucking? Go.
One dong. Second dong. Afterglow.
Exactly how I thought it would sound. Like, okay.
You know, something's good. Like, he just,
as soon as I give it to Tim to do a sound, to reenact it, he does it.
Show me what a rhinoceros does when he tries to stick his dick in a marshmallow. I won't do that for you.
You came up with that way too fast.
That's against the rules.
That's against the rules. It's on page 48 of Chris's rule book. Don't talk about marshmallows and rhinoceros dicks.
Page 48, third sentence.
Rhinato, tomato.
Tomato. Come on.
Well.
Yeah.
Guess it's time, Dave. Are you excited?
No, I'm not. This episode has me all off track.
It was
a hot mess.
Talk about it.
This whole episode was a shit sandwich.
With two dicks.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
As crazy as his backstory and bad as his backstory was, I actually kind of enjoyed talking about him.
It's because you like the sound of your voice.
I do. Loud voice.
It's time for trivia.
You know what I got here? I didn't talk to you guys about this before we started, but Matt had emailed all of us a voicemail message from Ashton.
Oh, that's right.
And he's leaving. Ashton is a dedicated listener.
Leaving on a jet plane. Come on, everybody.
No,
that's okay. I don't know those words. Sorry. Ashton will be back again.
And leaving.
Snakes have two dongs.
Snakes on a plane.
Oh, that's the connection.
That's the connection.
That's why Mace Windu didn't have anything to do with this guy.
Tired of these goddamn snakes in this motherfucking Senate.
That was awesome. Well, Ashton is leaving, and he's going, I guess, to the deepest, darkest jungles of Japan.
I know.
And there's no internet. There's no. I mean, there's carrier pigeons and stuff. Yep. So he's going away for like 2 years. He's not going to hear the show. So maybe we could sneak this one in before he leaves and dedicate this show to him, because he's
this two dicks for you.
Sorry to leave on such a terrible note, Ashton.
Yeah. They'll be listening to this on the snows of Mount Fuji.
We promise you the next episode is going to be awesome. Too bad you won't hear it for 2 years, but
When you come back in 2 years, we'll be much better than we are now.
He'll have outgrown our fart and dick jokes and be like, this is so juvenile.
He'll be listening to BBC.
Fart and toothpick jokes.
But Charlie this is Rose. Ashton had to say, and here you go.
Hey guys, this is Ashton from Sacramento. Just wanted to say goodbye for the final time. I'm leaving next Saturday on the 5th. So I'll get to listen to one more Star Wars and Character episode, hopefully. And I just wanted to say thank you for that post you guys put up on your Facebook page. That was really cool. And good luck with the podcast. Can't wait to see what you guys have done when I get back in 2 years. And maybe if I get the chance, I'll post or send you guys a picture or something. I see something cool while I'm over there in Japan. But I did have one question for you guys, because I didn't want to send a pointless message. But I was wondering, because you guys have done a lot of episodes, what's your favorite Star Wars obscure character that you haven't done yet. And I did want to recommend one if you ever get around to it. His name is Pillow Scrambus. I don't know if his backstory is any good, but he's one of the guys that gets killed on the Tantive IV. Anyways, good luck, guys, and I'll see you in 2 years.
There you go.
I think he was choking up there at the end.
I'm crying.
I missed Eddie.
You missed him already.
I do.
So who's the character? Pillow Pants?
Pillow Puff.
Pillow Pants.
Power Puff Girls. Oh.
Well, he's been dedicated since the beginning. So
he's been a big supporter too. He's participated in fundraisers and our auction, and proudly sent us a photo of his when we were doing that collection photo thing of these things he's acquired from us over the years. He has more stuff than I do, I think, at this point.
I have a frisbee.
So good luck, Ashton.
Yes,
Ashton.
And memory of Ashton. That's all right now. Hold two dicks. And since Tim and Matt are alone, Dave,
yeah,
you know what that means.
What does that mean?
Come here.
We hold one dick with two hands.
That's right.
Ready? We'll squeeze it. Ready?
I heard a snapping sound.
Yeah. Someone broke a boner.
Is it made out of aluminum?
Sometimes it is.
Jeez.
How about a nicer send-off and actually answer his question?
Yeah, that's true. He asked a question.
It is a question.
Do you have one that we haven't done yet that you're like dying to do, you're looking forward to?
Oppo Rancisis.
Yeah. Oppo Rancisis' mother.
Ah, jeez. I don't know. Whenever I'm looking for characters, there's always characters I'm like, I want to do that character, but it's like, I'm going to hold off on doing that one. So there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm. I got one in my head, but it's not really a character. And how would you do it?
What?
Tauntaun.
Yeah, we'd done
like, it. Like the Wampa. Did we do? Oh, yeah. And the AT-AT. I would love to do the AT-AT.
Now I think about it, there's one, I think it's the very first one Chris mentioned to me when he gave me an example of Obscure we still haven't done, and I would like to know about him. Ifantmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Pretty much anybody in Jabba's Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tessic we haven't done yet. I'd like to know that.
Haven't done him. Yeah, we've alluded to him in previous episodes, I think.
He gets mentioned a lot. After the Lax Sivrak, I'm looking forward to Dice Abaddon.
Yeah.
And people have been asking for a while. It's like Tim said, like, you don't want to blow your load on doing all these great characters.
Well, why don't you?
Because, you know, it's like the idea of putting some of them off till later is appealing. You want to save some good ones, and one that I've always like thought about bringing up, I was like, no, he's gonna be too cool, we gotta
who put is him it, off Vader?
people keep asking, like, if we ever do, like, hey, who do you guys want to hear? This one comes up a lot, is Garindan. So that's probably one
Garindan. And okay. One that I'm actually really surprised we have not done, General Veers.
Nah, fuck that guy.
Nobody likes that guy.
Which of you two were so bored that you put up a caption contest on our Facebook page while we were recording?
I think it was Tim.
No, it was Chris.
Look at Luke's shirt, the V-neck shirt. That cracks me up.
All right, well, thank you, Ashton. And if any of you out there are going away for 2 years and you give us a message, we'll play it on the show. But you have to be going away for 2 years. And not listen to the show anymore.
Right.
How tall do you think Ashton is? Because he's going to be towering over those Japanese.
Wow.
Did you miss say the word Japanese?
I think I did.
On purpose?
I think I did.
Well, I think he's going to be disappointed. There's nothing better in Japan than Star Wars and characters. So he's just 2 years of misery.
He should tell them except all about it.
Panty vending machines.
Let's say Star Wars and character on the butt.
There probably is. There's probably a shitload of bootleg stuff, Star Wars and character stuff over there. And Ashton will find it.
Ashton, find it and send it to us. Send us
bring it back.
Something.
Something, yeah.
We're probably like gigantic over there. Like it's called like the super terrific Star Wars happy character hour over there.
And Tim.
And yeah. Oh, Tim. Gracious God, like Tim and three tools. Super terrific character hour, Star Wars.
Timzilla.
And it's just a lizard with my head on it going, I'm breathing fire.
And then it goes.
Timzilla fights Mothra.
From an editing standpoint, I can't tell you how funny that joke is.
Is it trivia?
Yes.
Okay.
Quotes. It's no longer trivia. It's quotes. Oh, yeah.
Quotes.
It is quotes.
Quotes.
In our newest batch of fun and excitement that we're calling. Thanks for interrupting me. Yes. What would you like to say?
You didn't play this round of trivia right last time around.
Because I didn't ask you guys to stop?
Yes.
You know why? Because I don't give a shit about you. Okay? This is my way.
But it helps us out to know, like, you know, when, like, how far the movie it is.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is more rules. You are so weird.
I've actually gotten feedback from a couple of listeners, and, well, Dave and Quint, and they actually like the flow of that better of not waiting for us to tell them to stop. So my vote is for that. It's better show flow.
Tim, you're the tiebreaker. Who's right, me or Matt?
Matt is more correct.
Because then you really don't know. There is one thing that I would like to put on the table for us to vote on, though.
Your penis?
Your dick?
Which one? All two. One or two?
You're both so big.
East or west? Because people have given constructive criticism, as we enjoy, and at least I do, because I'd like to know what people think, and sometimes people have a better idea. Some people have said that even Chris maybe should have gotten points.
I did read that.
That was Ray, right?
My memory, he is right. I am now on the lead.
No, you're wrong. And I answered Ray back, and he saw my point. It was a good constructive conversation. Maybe you should have gotten the points because you were technically right. He does say that.
Right.
But
don't say that.
It's not quite the same. So here's what I'm proposing, and you guys can tell me what you think about this.
We go back to Sounds of Star Wars?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
We've been saying you're going to get a random quote from a random movie, and that when you get the point, you get the quote right, you get a point. We could add, you can get a second point if you can name also the movie. You know what I'm saying? You can say, not only do you say, oh, it was Han Solo, but you say, it was Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back talking to Lando or something like that. Would you like to add that caveat of getting an extra point for knowing more information? Because sometimes we've known it and we're not being rewarded for it. Yes or no, Chris?
Yes.
Matt?
Yeah. Sure.
Tim?
Yeah, why not? It's always fun to get more points.
Matt and Tim don't sound like that they like it.
No, I don't think I quite understand it, honestly. That's where my hesitation is coming from. I was going to ask a question. I'm like, fuck it. Just go through it. You'll learn it eventually.
Like, didn't we say didn't we know what the movie was when we got the quote initially?
No, you know nothing. You don't know the movie. You don't know the context. You know, you're getting words, just cold words out of nowhere.
I thought Dave was just...
It makes it a little more challenging.
I thought Dave was flat out attacking Tim. No, you know nothing. You know nothing about
stupid
trivia.
Timzilla, with your ums and your oohs.
Your ums and your oohs. All right, well, we can do it that way.
Okay.
All right.
I thought that was like the worst Bill Cosby impression for a second. With your ums and your oohs.
Pudding pop.
All right, Matt. Are you ready then?
I guess.
You guess.
Just tell me what I need to answer.
He's Skyping this one in.
All right. I have your movie and I have your quote.
So I'm supposed to guess the quote, right?
You're going to guess the quote.
Okay. May the force be with you. Am I right?
You're going to guess.
Everybody in every movie.
In what movie? Yeah.
You're going to guess the quote, and then if you can also guess the movie or the context of the quote, you will get an additional point.
Okay, I think I get it, because we kind of have this as an after question when people get it right. Yep.
It's been an after question, like, do you know what it's from?
Yep.
And then the person is answering it, but not getting any credit for
it. Okay, I think I get it.
Should we know what scene exactly? Could we just say, Empire, not really know?
No, you have to be specific.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, Matt, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here is your quote. Luke, we've got a malfunction in fire control. I'll have to cut in the auxiliary.
Attack of the clones.
Read it again with as little inflection as I possibly can.
Read it like Harrison Ford.
Luke, we've got a malfunction in fire control. I'll have to cut in the auxiliary.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad I had you clarify everything, because I can't even get past the first hurdle, so no sense in getting the second part, right?
Well, you can take a shot with a character.
Yeah, I don't know his name. My guess, and I don't even think it's right, my guess is Red Leader. I'll just go with Red Leader, because I don't know what his name is, and I don't even think that's right. So Red Leader.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have a guess?
Gold Leader.
Is it Blue Dak? Leader.
Red Leader.
What'd you say, Tim?
Is it Dak?
It is Dak.
Oh!
Yay! Okay.
Luke, we've got a malfunction of fire control. I have to cut it in, or cut in the auxiliary, to which Luke replies, just hang on, Dak. Get ready to fire that tow cable. All right. So,
he's notebooks.
I'm going back to bed.
Tim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I've selected your random movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm scrolling through the script of that movie to read you this. Boy, it's lucky you had these compartments.
That is Luke Skywalker talking Harrison Ford. And Solo on the in Star Wars on board the Falcon. No. Yes. Yes.
It's like Austin Powers.
Yes. It's Luke. It's Luke talking to Han.
Final answer.
Yes. Final answer.
That is correct.
Yay! For a second, Leia said, but she wasn't on the ship.
You will get 2 points for that. One for the quote, one for the circumstance. And that is also a movie that you have not had yet.
Ah,
so he has four of them?
He has four of the six movies that he needs to collect to get the 5 bonus points. He says, boy, it's lucky you had these compartments. And Han says, I use them for smuggling. I never thought I'd be smuggling myself in them.
These are for fucking Wookiees. Shit.
Chris, are you upset?
A little bit.
Why? Why are you upset?
Because I don't get this shit. I get shit not I get shit not filmed in the movie.
Well, that's going to happen to all of us.
So far, it's only happened to you, but it's going to happen to all of us.
Eventually, we're only 5 episodes into the current round.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
You look so handsome. My son. My grown-up son. I'm so proud of you, Annie. So proud. I missed you so much. I love...
What?
Huh? Chris talking handsome Luke at the parade.
Do you want me to read that again?
That is... No, that is in Attack of the Clones when Anakin goes in to the Tusken Raiders and kills him, and then he's holding his mother about to die. Shmi.
Shmi.
Final answer?
Final answer, Regis.
That is correct.
That was awesome.
For 2 points, the following line in the script is, Shmi dies. Anakin draws her to his breast. There is silence for a moment. Anakin lifts his head, listening for a moment. Then he sits on the floor of the Tusken hut, cradling his dead mother in his arms.
Oh.
You know... What that movie that's in the movie I wake about, they do such a bad job of concealing Bella August's very, very prominent pregnant belly.
Oh, she's pregnant?
She was pregnant when they did that, and she is like 9, she's about to pop.
I'm gonna say Tim has never sounded better on this show.
Tim, you're sounding very droid.
Yeah, you sound really terrible.
But it's kind
of
good.
Yeah, I can't understand most of what he's saying. I love it. Let's record the next episode just like this.
Why didn't he sound like this during the Oppo rant? That's your best beady beady beady. All right, Chris, I'm ready.
All right, Dave.
My random movie.
I scrolled really, really, really fast and a lot. This is your quote.
Yes.
He means you're welcome.
He means you're welcome. He means you're welcome. Sounds like somebody that's answering for somebody that needs translation. So I'm like thinking 3PO answering for R2 or Han answering for Chewie. He means you're welcome. I'm going to say it's C-3PO.
Final answer?
Final answer, and I don't have a scenario. This is total guess, so I'm just hoping for 1 point here.
Well, Matt was correct. Now the tides have changed, and now someone else got a scene, not in the movie.
Okay, this is the second one that hasn't been in a movie.
It's I'm reading it before. It's Leia. He means you're welcome. It's a scene after, I guess, when everyone, Luke, Han, Leia, Lando, are leaving Jabba's palace after they're going to the Falcon. Han says, I don't know. All I see is sand. And Leia says, that's all any of us can see.
This is the sandstorm scene.
I guess so, yeah. And then they huddle. Han said, I've got to hand it to you, kid. You're pretty good out there. Luke said, I had a lot of help. Think nothing of it.
I feel like I'm seeing it on screen the way you're doing it.
And Lando says later on, figured if I left you frozen like that, you'd just give me bad luck the rest of my life. So I might as well get you unfrozen sooner or later. And Leia says, he means you're welcome.
Okay.
I hope I get one of these lines, because now I totally know who said what.
Yeah, really. If this randomly comes up, you just read the whole damn movie.
Jesus, God. Yeah, really.
All right. So that's my second
look
one.
Look into my own eyes.
He's still sounding like shit.
He does.
This is great.
Now, Tim, say beady, beady, beady in that voice.
He just did before.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear
him. Beady, 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 beady.
That's pretty good.
That's good. So after this round of trivia, Tim is in the lead with 5.
Hi.
And he has 4 of the 6 movies collected.
Wow.
Towards the 5
God
bonus.
Damn.
Matt and Chris are tied.
Dang.
With 3. You each have 2 separate movies.
All right.
Awesome.
And I'm in last with 1. So nice job, fellas.
Nice job, Tim.
Thank you.
He said,
I don't know why I said you're welcome.
He said fuck off, welcome, everybody.
I don't know, but he's great.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this Throw the Character discussion about Oppo, Oppo, Rancisis, Sis.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. Join us next time when we discuss.
Tim, tell us who we're talking about.
Runeface!
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.